They mentioned Mark and Matt did earlier.
17 years old?
Yeah, Braylon Allen also mentioned it earlier today on social media. He said, yeah, I get why everybody said that 17 years old thing was annoying. I get what you guys were saying about it, because Ryan Williams had that conversation quite a few times. He pops wide open right in front of the Badger sideline. One play later into the worst corner of the end zone for a touchdown for the Tide to go right in front of their band, kind of right over by where you were for a portion of the game. You were able to see that Bama contingent, and they were around the stadium. There were plenty of people that came up here from the South to enjoy the game. But at that moment, you got a chance to put 3 points on the board, make it a one-possession,
14-6 going into the half.
And
instead,
quickly,
it's 21-3.
They end up, well, and then, you know, 7 plays later, as Alabama gets the ball, they get the double up, and it's 28-3 before you touch the football again.
Correct. And the other issues that I'm sure we got to do the general overview here on the network and things like that, but the other things that we will definitely talk about as we go segment to segment is, you know, Luke Fickell, you probably heard it in the post game that they are going to do an MRI on Tyler Van Dyke's knee, and it does not look good, was his quote. Now, they don't want to, you know, specifically say anything definitive at this point, and I'm not going to say anything definitive, but it doesn't look good at this point. And then also, Billy, I know that you and I were kind of discussing it before, like 4th and 1, you're in the shotgun, you know, things like that. And J.J. Watt had a tweet, you know, he doesn't like to see that on a 4th and 1 and things like that. You know, I'm not an offensive coordinator. I'm not going to be into play calling, things like that. But I think there are some certain things that, you know, Luke Fickell brought up that he would like to see them run the football more, certain things, some high snaps on some of those shotguns and things like that. I think those are things that have to be corrected because it throws off your timing.
And definitely didn't make any life any easier for Braden Locke when he came in relief of Tyler Van Dyke, and definitely looked a little shell-shocked, as understandably so. Now, he had a situation similar a year ago when Ohio State's in town, also a top-5 team, and Tanner Mordecai goes down early. Locke inserted. I thought the way he played a year ago actually inspired quite a bit of confidence today. A little bit contrary, not as much. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Before we go any further, we'll take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badgers football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
42-10, the Badgers lose to the Crimson Tide today as Alabama rolls up north for the first time since 1928, taking on the Badgers here at Camp Randall.
Where were you in 1928?
Lance, I don't even know what kind of figment of an imagination I would have been for my grandparents at that time, great-grandparents at that time. But you know what? That was a barn burner here.
Great-grandpappy Schmidt. I can only imagine what was going through his mind back in the day.
Yeah, you sure wonder, especially, you know, we could do that for a long, long time. That sounds like a fun podcast to be able to
Absolutely.
Do, what they were thinking in 1928. What would have been a much more fun postgame show is if it was a Badger victory here, 42-10, instead of a genetics course here on the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame. We're going to hear from Braden Locke when we return as he takes over for Tyler Van Dyke. Unfortunately, so unceremonious in his return to the Badgers lineup as the Badgers fall today, 42-10, to the Crimson Tide. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. Much more of our local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show in a moment. This is Badgers football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today. From Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Volman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Volman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
It's the local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show here from Camp Randall Stadium, high above Barry Alvarez Field. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Would be a good day for some varsity cream ales. A picturesque day here at the camp for the 11 a.m. big noon kickoff. Pardon me, 11:10 big noon kickoff here. And it was a beautiful crowd, earlier arriving than I think, Lance, some people thought. Even the students, by about 5 minutes into the first quarter, that place was full up.
Yeah.
The stripe out was well understood by the fans. And even late, when this game felt rather decided, Badgers end up punching one in, making it 28-10. And then get a quick three and out from the Bama D or offense, and
yeah,
you could feel this crowd wanting to get back into it.
There
sadly,
was good energy in the pregame.
It was a lot of good energy.
I know you
great
were
atmosphere
here.
I
was out in the crowd for a while, you know, for that first half and stuff like that, and there was a very good energy to the crowd. But I think where it kind of turned was that missed field goal. And obviously, you know, you could feel it slipping just a little bit, whatever. But 14-3, you go, okay, all right, we got through the half. Maybe it's 14-6, whatever you want to say. But that was just a huge turn of events there at the end of that first half.
And maybe I'm a little misguided. Maybe I just had some cardinal and white glasses on. But even there, when it's 28-10, the Badgers just went on a 17-play, 75-yard drive. Actually, one that Bama probably wasn't all that upset about. It took 8 minutes off the third quarter clock to go and score the Wisconsin-only touchdown. It is a three-possession game, but they forced the three and out quickly, getting some momentum. You've had everything go wrong. Now maybe you get something right. One play later, there's a Cade Iacomelli fumble, and then four plays later, Bama's back into the end zone, and everybody was waiting for the student section race. And what happens right after that, and then sadly the exits were hit up pretty early.
Yeah, just too many fatal mistakes in this game to overcome for the Badgers, and then Braden Locke being thrown into a relatively tough situation, but obviously,
no doubt,
as you mentioned, you know, didn't handle it as well as he probably would have liked to have right out of the box. Ended up finishing 13 of 26, 125 yards and a touchdown, but obviously a rough day for him being thrown in after Tyler Van Dyke goes 5 for 5 and injures his knee less than 10 plays in.
And Locke also on those numbers, Lance, did end up putting the football down on the ground twice. Wisconsin offensive lineman able to recover one. Ches Malusi ended up recovering another, and I imagine those are a part of the conversation that Braden Locke just had with Mike Keller as we go inside the Badgers locker room. Here's Mike Keller with the Badgers second string, now starting quarterback, Braden Locke.
Braden Locke, nobody plans on going in 7 plays into a game. It's not what anybody wants, but that's what happened. Tell me how that transition worked for you today.
I mean, you just got to kind of be ready when your number is called. Like you said, you don't plan on it. You know, thoughts and prayers out to Tyler and hope that he's okay. Not sure his status right now. But, you know, like you said, I mean, you don't plan for it, but, you know, you got to step up and you got to get out there and compete.
You guys got to jump in the game. There are plays that flip all games, right? So you had a fourth down that you didn't get. The end of the first half, we'll get to that in a moment. But when games flip on big plays, sometimes it's not the fumble. Sometimes it's the fourth down turnover that you didn't get a first.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely plays that you know, you kind of point to in your mind. You know, I take a lot of responsibility for the offense out there, and you know, I know I got to be better. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I mean, I'm sure that as a team we have to be better, but yeah, I'll definitely have more of an opinion and an answer when I get a chance to watch it and just kind of see, you know, what the little differences were, or, you know, what the big differences were and all that.
There's no doubt there's a huge momentum swing at the end of the first half off your drive and then a missed field goal, and then they go two plays and a length and they open the third quarter with a touchdown.
Right.
You know, that was obviously a huge momentum swing. You're right in it. Could be a one-score game, and then it's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about the middle eight. You know, that's the last 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. And, you know, we have to execute better. You know, no matter the opponent, you know, if you don't execute well in the middle eight, that gives the other team a chance to flip the game and, you know, really put you in a tough situation like it did today. So, you know, I got to be better. I got to put our guys in better situations. I got to make more plays and, you know, continue to protect the ball. It's got to be an emphasis for us. And, yeah, I mean, I know that we'll grow from this moving forward.
Last two questions for you. One, you haven't looked at film yet, but just your feel as to how you responded and played today.
I mean, that's hard to say. You know, obviously the easy answer is probably not terrific. You know, I think anytime you're kind of thrown in like that unplanned, you know, that's kind of a tough deal. That's not an excuse. Definitely need to be better and need to be ready and all that. But I do think that there was kind of a span of a few drives in a row where, you know, I felt like I settled in. I felt like we kind of had, you know, we were able to move the ball consistently on a few drives in a row, kind of from the second to third quarter. And, you know, we just got to be able to capitalize a little bit more. We got to take care of the ball a little bit more. And, yeah, but I know that, you know, we'll continue to grow. We'll continue to get better. I feel I'm confident in the guys in the locker room, and I'm confident in myself. And, you know, no matter what the case is, you know, I think that, like I said, we're going to grow from it.
Last one, message in the locker room and what team leadership, player leadership will have to do now into a bye week and then USC.
Yeah, you know, I think there's some pros and cons to the bye week. You know, you get a chance on a bye week to reevaluate and to really know where you're at. And, you know, you also get a chance for some guys to get healthy and, you know, just kind of freshen up. And then, you know, also I think there's, you know, the negative side is that, you know, going into the bye week, we just lost a game and that's going to sting for a couple weeks. And, you know, it's just such a terrible, I mean, it just sucks. Like, I mean, there's no other way to put it. And, but gives us a chance to practice and let that feeling sit, you know, and really and get some things ironed out that we need to get ironed out.
Braden, thank you. Appreciate it. Back over to you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Braden Locke. As after
a lot of disappointment
game,
in that voice, Billy. Well,
yeah, definitely, Lance, because you do try and prepare, and it's great to speak on, right? It's outstanding coach speak. It's a classic, not a cliche. You got to prepare like you're one play away because you truly are. However, it is so difficult to put yourself, especially in that position, at that position, to put your level of preparation and energy on game day. At that focus, man, it is hard to bring that when you know you're not going to be the first one going out. It is not an excuse. It has to be better. However, really understand the disappointment.
Well, and the whole thing, and you know the scenario, Billy, it was literally like, okay, did he get the first down? What's going on? You know, you're off the sideline.
Yeah, there's a review going on.
There's a review going on. You know, and obviously Tyler Van Dyke is literally like, what, 3 to 5 yards, you know, in from the boundary or whatever. So people at first, I don't even think realized he was down until all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
there he is. He's down or whatever. And so you got to get ready in a hurry. But it's no excuse. Obviously, you do have to be. You are one snap away from playing in a game. And it showed a little bit. There were some nervous moments there. And some I think it took him a while to kind of get a feel for what was going on out there and all the speed and just how to handle it.
Yeah, and I should apologize for being presumptuous in stating the starting quarterback potentially now, Braden Locke. We don't know the status for Tyler Van Dyke. It doesn't look good. That was the way Luke Fickell mentioned it at his press conference. When we get to our local portion of the postgame show, we'll play more of that. It did not look good, and a very emotional Tyler Van Dyke, understandably so, as he exited the field, came back in the second half on crutches and with a large knee brace on that knee. So we really wish him well, and hopefully he's able to play at some particular point in time this season, but appears going forward, at least for the foreseeable future, Braden Locke will step back in. Now, started three games a year ago, Lance, and came in, as you mentioned, in relief, ended up having that thrilling comeback victory, and also had a couple of disappointing outfits and reasons, and there was a clear one why Tanner Mordecai came back and was the starting quarterback. What are you most excited to see in this bye week, hopefully coming back into USC from
there? There's got to be definitely a different, you know, not that they didn't have bad energy, but like, you know, even Braden Locke said, the thing that they have to do is they have to stew on this now for 2 weeks, Billy.
Yeah.
It's not just a week, it's 2 weeks. So, you know, you always want to win every game. But the game that's especially tough to lose is the one right before a break, because you got to sit and watch that film and think about what you did wrong and just go over it and over it and over it and almost beat yourself up in your mind until you get to USC. And hopefully it's a powerful motivator. Now, you can't drive yourself into the ground so bad that you have no self-esteem as you walk in against Southern Cal and defeat yourself before the first snap's even done.
Totally.
You got to go in there with confidence, but it is something, and sometimes that is a powerful motivator, of a chip on the shoulder, so to speak.
Very much so, and it's going to be a team and a group that's going to be challenged in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, by their head coach, no doubt about it, and the rest of the coaching staff, and also by the injuries that Wisconsin comes out of today with after losing to the Crimson Tide 42-10 here at Camp Randall Stadium. More next. That's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. This is the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or claas.com.
Need a boost? Check out Zoa Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. Zoa's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now and currently, you can buy one Zoa and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that big Dwayne energy this fall with Zoa Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza. Creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
The Badgers will be 2-1 as they open Big Ten play against longtime Big Ten conference rival Southern Cal in 2 weeks off the bye week following a 42-10 loss here today to the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm Billy Schmidt. Lance Allen is right there. That's the positive. I heard Tausch say it a couple of different times. All the goals are in front of you, all the aspirations, competing and winning a Big Ten championship, being able to be at there and playing meaningful games at the end of November. Everything's in front of you. Nothing is lost, especially in a 12-team playoff situation, Lance, losing to Alabama. However, with all those dreams and aspirations, this football team's going to have to get better if that's going to be.
You still
goal.
Have a long way to go.
Long way to go.
And that's the one thing you can't sugarcoat is, you know, Billy, you and I, we're not unnecessarily going to rip people. We're not going to say, yeah, like you said, the season is definitely not over. Yes, you're ultimately wanting to compete for a national championship. Eventually, they seem like it's a ways in the distance on that.
Yeah.
One of these
teams is going to be competing for a national championship.
And Alabama is still, I mean,
Caleb DeBoer. Legitimate football team.
He is a really good
championship contender.
It is so hard to replace a legend and a Hall of Famer and Nick Saban, and they targeted DeBoer. He's won everywhere he's been. It seems like he's got a really good pulse in his team. I talked to an Alabama guy today who said, you know, like last year, you know, the greatest coaches, Billy, sometimes they get stubborn. And Saban, they didn't run a lot of read option, if any read option, with Jalen Milroe, and that's kind of his skill set. And you saw that today, and they ran it to perfection at times. Like,
yeah.
He was lethal both, you know, throwing the ball, 3 touchdowns, and running the ball, 2 touchdowns. So he seems like he's doing a good job of matching up his personnel with what their skill set is. But that being said, okay, this is a non-conference game. So, yes, you still have a ways to go in the conference season. You don't panic. You don't freak out and things like that. But you've got a lot to work on, including what possibly could be a different quarterback.
Yeah.
You
got
to figure out the running back situation. I thought Malusi in spots had a good day, but he also put the ball on the ground and got benched for part of that first half.
Yeah, he was on the sideline for quite a substantial amount of time.
Iacomelli had some good burst and some good wiggle and kind of what we said last week, Billy, and we said it on this postgame show that he earned the right. I know Walker didn't play last week. He earned the right to get more snaps, and it's hard to have a three-headed backfield, but you know, these guys aren't in that category yet, so dare I say it.
Yeah.
But once upon a time, it was White, it was Ball, you know, they had, and Gordon, they had a three-headed backfield. It can be done, and Iacomelli had some good things going, and he put the ball in the turf. And then Walker, we saw him in spots. It was tough sledding for him today. I think the average per carry was less than 3.
Yeah, less than 2.5.
Yeah,
too.
So there's some work that needs to be done there, too. But I do, Luke Fickell, in his comments, wants to see his team run the ball more. That was clear in his postgame press.
Well, and I think also he talked about it specifically just before the half when it's 3rd and 4 and, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't love being play-calling guy. The play's there. Will Pauling is open in the back of the end zone, and he's missed by, you know, 6 inches. I understand wanting to be able to maybe get closer. Maybe it changes your thought process. I won't second-guess that one, and I know a lot of people will ask questions about Phil Longo's offense, as many people have. There were plays to be made out here today. And that's the frustrating part of it. However, as it's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. One guy that made the most of those opportunities. Now, granted, they were small. They were early. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Vaikos. 53-yard field goal to open up the scoring. Lance, before the 28 unanswered points, that was a 3-0 Wisconsin lead early, and there was a lot of optimism, a lot of energy here, especially after you get a stop, and Camp Randall was buzzing early.
I think that was the key, was you get points on the board, and you kind of, you know, it was after the Van Dyke injury and things like that, that you had to have something positive come out of that. You can't just be like, oh, we lost our quarterback. Oh, we don't have anything on the board. We have nothing to show for how we started off the game fairly well, and at least they got the 3 points. 53-yarder, that was good. You get the stop, whatever. But then after that, it just seemed like it was a lot of just little things there that they weren't cohesive on.
Because it was a great atmosphere. You mentioned the three-headed backfield. The ultimate man in the backfield that was celebrated today, Ron Dane, for the 71-25, 25th anniversary of him winning the Heisman Trophy. It was a great atmosphere, an electric one. And once Van Dyke went down, as you mentioned, there was a timeout. It's a media timeout. Now there's an injury. Now there's a backup quarterback in. It's misjointed, misses a couple of passes. One almost was intercepted.
Yep.
For Vaikos to be able to boot that thing through did bring some wind back into the Camp Randall sails of, you know, 80,000. That was very energetic early.
And at that point, you hope that would kind of calm things down and they could carry on from there and maybe get, you know, once Locke kind of got his, Badger fans were kind of hoping once he got his sea legs under him, that maybe they could kind of stem the tide for a little bit and then get rolling. But I think Luke Fickell also put it well, that against a team of that caliber, Billy, you can't get into a field goal kicking contest and you can't settle for field goals. And that's unfortunate. What they kind of did for a good portion of that first half.
Yeah, including fumbling it later on in that first half as well. In that first half, the Badgers missed a first, fourth and one in plus territory, had a fumble inside their own 20-yard line, inside their own 30-yard line that set up a Crimson Tide touchdown, and it was 21-3 at half, 42-10 at the end of the game. That's our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. He's Lance Allen. I'm Billy Schmidt. We're powering through as we talk Badgers football with you after a disappointing day here at Camp Randall. A lot of energy and a lot of optimism turns to some pessimism. However, we will bring some more patented positivity back into the program when we return after this. Lance Allen, Billy Schmidt live from Camp Randall Stadium after the Badgers take a loss to the Crimson Tide. Number 4 in the country was all of it today, 42-10 Alabama over Wisconsin. More coming up of the local Wisconsin UP4 Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes! 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Teachers are dynamic leaders, shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Achieving this takes skill and expertise. They're tireless explorers, creatively discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, experimenting, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, and connecting with each other. Leading by example. Experience the unique joy of helping students thrive. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready to begin? Explore teaching at teach.org, a campaign supported by the U.S. Department of Education, teach.org, and 1 million teachers of color.
Camp Randall Stadium, Barry Alvarez Field, as the Badgers fall to the Crimson Tide today, 42-10. I'm Billy Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as now we head towards conference play, and we'll make the jokes, and as a young father,
you got
Lance,
jokes?
I'll fire off a lot of dad jokes, you know, long-standing conference rival, USC.
Yes!
To open conference play.
The big
play.
18, I mean 10, I mean whatever we're up to now at this point. Yes.
As Matt and Tausch and I'm very, very excited. And we'll hear a lot more coming up from Mike Keller in our local post-game show on the other side. But they're all very excited. Everybody's excited to get out to L.A. Coliseum. It's a historical place. It is, I think, an amazing addition to the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. You'll like this one. Let's go coast to coast, pillar to post.
I like it.
Go as far as sea to shining sea with the best conference. USC enters to the Big Ten. I'm excited for it, and I know the Badgers are going to be excited, but they're going to have to lick some wounds. That's a good football team on the other side.
So we can make all the jokes we want, but Badger fans travel well.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of people would love to be in SoCal, whether it's late September or at some point down the road in the schedule. It could be a, you know, November game or whatever you want to say. People love going to warm climes from Wisconsin. So I think that's one positive. And also, we talked about it, you know, a number of times. Now the conference, even the conference play, you have a lot of very difficult competition.
And, totally.
And you know, top 20, top 25, whatever you want to say, it seems like even more than ever, there's a lot that you got to tackle on this schedule. And so here we go. They get a week off to lick their wounds a little bit and 2 weeks to really stew on this. But USC, I mean, yeah, that's no joke. That is a legit road trip, and that's the way you start off your Big Ten slate, as against a team that has very high aspirations. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, now USC in an interesting spot as they get their bye week this week, and then next week they will go to Ann Arbor, Michigan for their first game in the Big Ten at the Big House. That's a way to get welcomed into the conference as well. That's a 2:30 kick. Do not have a start time for Badgers and Trojans, but out on the West Coast, we'd assume at least 2:30, if not later. I don't know that they're going to go full Big Ten after dark.
Yeah.
Now, I'd be a fan of it.
Well, it's the first Big Ten game for
post-game
USC.
Post-game show host would love it, however.
Big Ten game for USC, and it's the first Big Ten game of the year for the Badgers. So, yeah, I think there's some appeal to that.
Better be day. Let's do it in the afternoon, and let's see where USC comes ranked after that. They'll go and take on Michigan next week, as I mentioned right now. 11 or 13, respectively, is where the Trojans come in, ranked nationally at this moment into their bye week. Badgers lose here today against the Alabama Crimson Tide, where they are a consensus top five team in the country and showed it today and flexed some muscle in a 42-10 Badger victory. We will continue locally on 97.3 The Game, as well as 1070 in Madison on the AM side as well. Lance Allen and myself, Billy Schmidt, will go back inside the locker room with Mike Keller. Nick Brusewitz going to join us as well here inside the broadcast booth at Camp Randall Stadium. Thanks to Aisha Jackson and Dave McCann for helping us here today. as we broadcasted and brought you this broadcast here today of Badgers and Crimson Tide. This broadcast, a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Billy Schmidt, hoping you will all join us coming up Saturday, September 28th, as the Badgers head out to California to take on Southern Cal in the USC Trojans. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You
Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Look at me.
this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, look, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right. Watch your